Task 4. You are listening to a discussion about accommodation websites. Listen to the conversation and complete the notes below. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 3 minutes to tidy up your answers. Hello everyone, our guest today is Alex Kwan. Alex is the founder of the Travellers Accommodation Advice Club. Welcome, Alex.
Hi Stella, and hello everyone.
Alex, do you often use accommodation booking sites? And why have accommodation sites become so popular in recent years?
To your first question, Stella, my answer is yes. I use them very often. In fact, that was the main reason why a few friends and I founded our Travellers Accommodation Advice Club. We hope to give more information and some advice to the public about accommodation for their overseas travel. Regarding the high popularity of accommodation booking sites, I think it's very easy to understand. People use them because they offer hundreds, if not thousands, of choices. In other words, they've got a huge range of choices. That's an advantage and an attraction. Another reason is their use of graphic information to make things easier for users. From accommodation photos, ratings, to the booking procedure, a lot of the information and even booking procedures are in graphics. Lastly, these sites offer ratings and reviews to help customers get a general idea of other users' opinions and experiences. That's an important aspect for these sites' popularity.
That's right. The first few things I often look at on these sites are the room rates, ratings, and reviews. I often look at the price, then the ratings and reviews. Alex, do you think people use these sites because of the cheaper room rates?
Interestingly, price is not in the top three reasons. People using these sites already have an idea of their price range, so they compare the options offered at that price range.
I see. Alex, talking about accommodation reviews on these sites, do you think that the reviews are reliable? Sometimes I've heard that these reviews are made up.
That's a very good question. There are indeed a fair few problems with online hotel accommodation reviews. And that's why on our site, we offer our independent professional reviews. In fact, more and more people are getting skeptical of online reviews. To begin with, we can't really tell which hotel reviews are fake ones. Everyone can post a review online. Some sites even allow people who have not stayed in the hotel to post a review on them. These fake reviews have affected both the hotels and the accommodation sites. One of the things our club does is to inform our followers of the accommodation and hotel sites about the reviews and tell them which ones are legit. The legit ones refer to those that the reviewers have verified or provided evidence of their stay.
Verifying or providing evidence of stay, like a receipt or a booking number?
Yes. That way, we know at least the reviewer was a guest at that hotel. This has proven to be helpful for hotels. However, there emerges another problem. As we all know, there is the fierce competition among hotels. So some hotels actually engage their staff or other people to stay in their competitors' hotels and purposefully write negative reviews of them. The thing is, the stay was proven, but the reviews were dishonest. When competitors get negative reviews, their rating goes down.
Oh.
And that's why we encourage hotels to hire professionals to check their hotels and publish expert reviews.
Is there a profession for checking hotels?
Yes, there is indeed such a profession. You'll probably question if their reviews will be biased because they are hired by the hotels. My answer is no. Their job is to give their expert reviews based on their experience to help the hotels improve. They are paid to tell their hotel clients the truth. That's why they don't need to lie.
I see.
Another problem with online reviews has to do with customers' expectations. Sometimes, when customers have very high expectations, but only get standard hotel facilities and services, they feel disappointed. As a result, they leave a negative or unfavorable review. In reality, there's really nothing wrong with the hotel.
So, what you say is the reviews are affected by customers' different expectations.
Yes. That's why we encourage hotels to hire professionals to check their hotels and publish expert reviews.
Right. Alex, now for us individual travellers, what advice or tips could you give us when reading these online hotel reviews?
There are a few things to take note of if you want to use them as some sort of a guide. Firstly, find out the purpose of the reviewer's stay. Like, was their stay for a holiday or business? It's because based on their purpose of stay, their expectation of that hotel would differ. In other words, what was important to them in that hotel would differ according to their purpose of stay. For example, if a person's stay is for business, his or her priority is likely to be a comfortable bed and facilities for business people. Another piece of advice is to look at the language of the review.
Language? That's most interesting. Why?
It's quite simple, really. A genuine and objective review can be reflected in the language used by the reviewer.
Right, that's true. I never thought about that.
Well, now you know. The last tip is look at the photos taken by hotel guests. Photos provided by hotels were taken by professionals, and they always look much better than reality. On the contrary, photos provided by hotel guests generally can reflect what the rooms or facilities are really like.
Thanks very much for your tips, Alex.
My pleasure.
That is the end of Task 4 and of Part 3A. You now have 3 minutes to complete your answers to Task 4 and to tidy up all your other answers.